shifting of three items, three different things. There's a chapter that he relates. The figure of two consists of three sets. Each set consisting of three. Figure two shall each have ten. Now here clear to show his story. The length of the clear is the same length as three toys. Now the clear is a clear pursuit an unbroken sound, and the toy is rolling more, is rolling toward that's a broken sound. Here toy to show his evil. The length of the toy is equivalent to three evils. What is Yivovo is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Yivovo is the smallest length. The smallest length, one keach. So three Yivovos, that's three keachs. Three keachs. According to Tosfos, each Yivovo consists of three keachs. So three Yivovos is nine keachs. ולשאינו ומוטה בשניו כשתיים אין לי עוד יאללה איף נאו יסטו יסטו בו נאו תפוז יבלו דרס קיו of the first set קיו תרוע קיו so he made it so long that it was long enough for two keys. The tia that followed the tua was long enough for two tkiyot. So the Mishnah tells us, in the Rach, we couldn't say that in as much as the tia following the tua, and which precedes another tia, which in turn be followed by the tua. So that long tia, that tia of Bilo, which is long enough to be divided into two, so it should be eight for the tia that follows the tua, and also for the next tia, that will precede another tour. We don't say. We cannot divide one key into two. In the last, so he has only one key off. What kind of a key does he have? He has the key off for the last key of the first set. Misha Birich, Baratach Nisman Alei Shoifa. Tikeya Umeriya Vitikeya Shorish Bo. If somebody is already doesn't, and he already recited the Brochelis of Malchius, Echelius, and Shephelius. And then he was able to obtain the shofar, so he's Mechelius to blow the shofar. Because he derived it, so the Chiyuv of Shephelius is not based upon its being coupled with the Brochelis of Malchius and Shephelius. That is only the Abba. It is true that there are certain Russian and Rashi from which it would appear according to Rashi, so it's Midaraisi. But it's difficult, I mean, this is a difficult issue. So all the same say that Midaraisi, there is no chiyuv to blow back out of the Abba. So Midaraisi is a chiyuv, it's a misfetet, to blow the shofar. Midarabanan, there is a chiyuv to blow out of the Abba. So of course, if you have the shofar, when he says the prophet of Malchi is chenis and sheifes, so then the recitation of the Malchi, the Prophet, the Malchi, the Shefer, has to be coupled with the blowing of the shofar. But the poet didn't have when he doesn't do that. And then he obtained the shofar. So the Keya and Maria, the Keya, show is for, in order to be kind, the mitzvah says to be right, of Keya shofar. Kishem shoshli achidu chayev, kach yod kol yochid v'yochid chayev. Kham damlila ymeir, shli achidu meitzir shal rabbin yidei chivah. Now the halachim is, that in Kolashono, so Shriach Tivo can only be made in him king, but the body in Shriach Tivo cannot be made. But in the Shnefre of Musaf of Rishashono, in his mouth of his Tafusha Bibrochet, so it was a strong prophet and difficult prophet, so the Rahman applied the Kule, and the Halacha is that in respect to the Shriach Musaf of Rishashono, so Shriach Tivo can be made not only an inner body, but he can also be made a body. Now, that's the matter. Latan Yeshiyot Kiyo Kitor. Latan Yeshiyot Kiyo Kitor. So it's a sister. From the Mishnah to Kiyo, the Yeshiyot Kiyo is equivalent to Shemesh Kiyo. And the Pai says it's equivalent to one Tor. Omar Abaye, Tanit Yidon Kohoshi is Kiyo the Kulebobe. Utru is the Kulebobe. and the poor of the horses have better be to it. So here there is also Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam on the Pshat. So Rashi, according to Rashi, so our Mishnah would say Shiyot Kiyo Kishon Yisrei. When it says Shiyot Kiyo, it has reference, it has reference to all the three Torahs. Now in the three books, we have three Torahs. And it has reference to all the three Kiyos that precede the three Torahs in the precepts. And the Tanya Baruch HaKoshis Chat Bavim Yisur, that the Tanya of the Baisa, who says the Chia Kriya to Tor, has reference to the one Tor that is in one set, and to the one Kiya that precedes that one Tor. Now the same thing. The three, the length of the three Torahs is the same as the length of the three Kiyas. The length of one Tor, the length of one Kiya is the same as the length of one Tor. That's Rashi Pshat. The Rambam Pshat is, Tanya Baruch HaKoshis Kiyah Bikule Vavere, the Torah is Bikule Vavere, after all, in each set, you have two Kiyahs. You have a Kiyah Lifanela, you have a Kiyah Lachar. Now, according to Rashi, Kiyah Bikule Vavere doesn't mean all the Kiyahs in all the sets, but just all the Kiyahs that precede the Torah, or all the Kiyahs that follow the Torah, but not the tears that follow. But according to the Rambam, so when the Tanya says it comes more within the washing of the Gemara, Tanya the Donka also tears the Kulim Bonim. So it means all the tears in the three that are included in the three sets. How many tears we have in the three sets? So we have six. And how many tears we have in the three sets? Three. So that means that six tears is the same length. Of six tiers is the same as the length of three tiers. So that means that each tier is one and a half. Is a half. Each tier is a half of the tiers. Each tier is a half of the tiers. So according to Rashi, each tier has the same length as it were, and according to the Rambam, so each tier is a half, the length of each tier is a half of each one. Now, Shia Tor is given in life. So you know, that's what I'm saying, Shia Tor, Kishwesha Shwarim, so Sheva, Kishwesha Shwarim is a little more than Tor. Now, stop. Tor and a Shwarim is a broken sound. Now, a broken sound really consists of little broken sounds. So, the shvori, so consists of three shevas, each sheva being the broken sound. And of course, the shvori also has broken sounds. Whether yet, now, according to Rashi, so it all consists of three sounds. Three broken sounds. And according to Tesis, so it working consists of nine small broken sounds. Because three words and each word consists of three characters. Now each character is the smallest length of. So according to Tesis, it working consists of nine small broken sounds. But a shvorim is a little more than it was. So there's still, the Mishnah says that she has two of the shalish twice, and the Bible says, that Shiyot Tor, Kishon Gimel Yivayis. So that's three kirchas or nine kirchas. It depends upon Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, and the Bible says Shiyot Tor, Kishon Yishvorim, which is a little more. Omer Abayu Behov Adetris. In other words, in respect to the apparent Shiyot, the Gemara mentioned before, so there is no Shiyot. But here the real deal is a Machlokes. Behov Adetris, Chsiv Yen Tor Yil Lachet. Tavilinon Yen Yivoda Yil Lachum. Chsiv Deinu Disisho, Beyad Achalein Nishkifo, Vatiyad Yil Disisho. So we know that Tor means Yivov, and in connection with the Yisis, or the expression Yivov is mentioned, Bati Yavis. So whatever Bati Yavis means in connection with Yisis, so it has the same meaning in the pasuk of Yom Tor. So the question is, what was the nature of the mourning, the wailing of Yisis? So Ma'atova, the Tanu who says, that shield throwing to Shlisha Shwarim, which is a little more than the many bodies. You can dance. So I cut it. When one cuts. So, Umar Sava, Yiluyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyo Now then, to read and back on the ballot, the Israeli Mohe told them, ask him Rabbah Hu the Kif. Rabbah Hu, now just before I mentioned it. Now, in this, the Gemara mentions a Machleke Tanoi. One Tane, deduces from the Psukim because we have three Psukim during winter. He deduced from the Ad. So we have three Psukim. So according to one Tane, so it's a Aloche that there has to be three Torahs. But there is also Aloche that each Torah is to be preceded by, each Torah is to be preceded by Itkiya and to be followed by Itkiya. So now we have a chiyuv of three Torahs, each Torah being preceded and followed by Itkiya, so we get three sets, we have three Torahs each, and that's what happens. According to another Tanu, so only two sets are in the right. Now it's two Torahs and each Torah being preceded and followed by Itkiya, so we have two sets in the right set, and the third set is the other one. And according to Shmuel Rachmei, so only one set is required in the Haifa, and the other two are all in the other. That's the Machlokes Tanoim. Then the Machlokes Rishonim are we passing, that some Rishonim will pass in the Torah that three sets are in the Haifa, and that some Rishonim will pass in that only one set is in the Haifa. I don't know of any Rishonim will pass in that only two sets is in the Haifa. Now, ask you about where the Kitra. Kiyosh Reisha Shvorim Tuor. In other words, that it has to be Kasha. So you know the Kasha, Murafsha. Is the Pshatim in Vatiyahu Heisisho. Is Yeru Yoril, is sighing and moaning sound, not coughing sound, whether it's Kiyo, Tuor, Kiyo. So why do you need a Shvor? Read Yuchedon, Yuchedon, is the Pshatim in Vatiyahu Heisisho. Is that it was a coughing sound, whether it's Kiyo, Shvorim, Shvorim, Kiyo. And why do we need to walk? So you want to say to Shaftalay, is Yuchedonich oi Yeruna Yoli? Now that you have a suffix, in order to be a day, so we want to blow both. The Yuchedonich, the Shroim, and the Tvok. Maski, Lerabavira, Vidilme, Yeruna Had. So the Gemara assumed that all that Rabavu was misakarin was that we should blow this order of Pashat, nothing more. Not a shot, just the order of Tashrat. So the Gemara has a Kashi, how can we be eating with the order of Tashrat only, but maybe the Pshat that Yadei is Yeluet. So the Torah has to follow the Tkiyo. But when we grow Shvorim Torah, so the Shvorim intervenes between the Tkiyo and the Torah. Yeluet, in Kamastik, Shlesh Shvorim, the Torah is Tkiyo. So the Shvorim intervenes to the Hefzik. So the Gemara gives a tale, the Hodo, Kiyo, Tuo, Kiyo. In other words, it is not enough to blow Tashrat, it is a Tashrat, he has to blow a Seder of Tarat as well. So in case the Tuo of the Torah is Yeluel Yoril, so then he's Yetzir the Seder of Tarat. Maskif Loravine, Vidilne, Gnuchade, the Komaskif of Tuor, the Shroim of Kiyo. So the Gemara now assumes that the Komaskif of Rabbah Huyeh, you just have to blow two Zdorim, the Seder of Tashrat and the Seder of Tarat, not Tashrat. So the question is, how can we relate it with blowing the Seder of Tashrat and the Seder of Tarat? But maybe the Pshat of the Anthony Sisko is Gnuchadon. So the Komaskif of Tuor, the Shroim, with Kutio. Now when he blows from Tuo, between the Shvor and the Kio that is at the end. So they intervenes the Tuo to have such. So the Gemara says, the Hodo Hobi Tasha. Otherwise that he has to blow Tasha out. Hello Rabbah, who am I asking? You can go me your heart. So Misakhtalei, Dil Megonach. Oh, so the question is, Monashach. Now the question is, if he has to blow Tashrat by itself. And Tashrat by itself, why does he have to blow Why is it the blow of Tashra? Monashia. Even in your Hedone Hoyoyo. The Gemara answers, Misabgero, Misabgero, you know, both your, the area. In other words, it's a threefold thought. That's three possibilities. One possibility is the Torah in the Torah means Yoyo. A second possibility is that it means Nukhidon. And the third possibility is that it's both together, heard, Nukhidon, and then Yoyo. So the Gemara says, Tashi Yoyo, Harid and Amish. So there should be fourth possibility also. Maybe first Yoyo. So the Rishim should blow Kiyo Tua Shmishvahim Kiyo. Right now, if that Kiyo Tua Shmishvahim Kiyo, Bilmo Yom Vigonach. So, the Mog the Tenet, some of the Mishra, the Mishra, the Mishra, the Mishra, the Rishi Gonach, what are you? Because the person is in grief. So, of course, he sighs, he's Yulay Yoyo. He produces sounds that look like coughing sounds. And both together, but when he makes both together, so first is Yuchadonich, and then Yuloy Yoli, not the other way. So now it's the only three possibilities. Alright, now the case. Pirazikunche. Shleisha Kiriz Gaal Bekosh. In Kamon, I'm not going to go there, because I just want the secret here. Pirazikunche. Shleisha Kiriz Gaal Bekosh. So according to Rashi, so Shio Truk Shosh Yvoris, and the Yvod is one kilach, the smallest plant, couldn't be smaller. So a Yvod is the smallest, is one kilach, and the Shio Tuo is three kilach. We come and I'm going to ask him, Rabbi Huya, the Kisra, Kashra, Kashra, Kashra. Mishun, the Mishukit, the Tuo, it's Tuo, Mamesh, Mashu, I'm looking in Tuo, the Yuloyo, or Yishwarim, the Gnuch, Edom, or Yishwarim, the Tuo, Shnei himself. The Tuo, the Gnuch, the Gnuch, the Yuloyo. So, Shabir says, צורך מזה לבישרונים שלא ימי חלפלך בפני אף מגידים ולבובי של שווי שוקי לי כל שהוא אם כן נעשה קיו ולא ישרונים so that's what it says according to Rasha that יבובי is one kia so the שיר תרו is גימו לבובי is three kia now the תרו consists of a broken sound so it's three broken sounds one kia each and שיר תרו which is an unbroken sound is that the same length as the three broken sounds. So that means the shiur kiyo is three cases. Now when he makes the shiur, when he makes the gimel shvarim, now each shiur has to be more than each broken sound in the Torah. In the Torah. So he cannot make it three. He cannot make it two cases. Because if he makes, I'm sorry, he cannot make it three cases. He cannot make each shiur three cases. Because if he makes each other three kilachet, that's the length of all the three broken sounds in the Torah, and that's the length of an unbroken kiyot. Now, each broken sound, each other by itself, is unbroken. I mean, it's unbroken, it is broken because it is followed by another broken, another shepherd. But each by itself is a kiyot, and these, each other is three kilachet. So in effect, when it blows three shvarim, so it blows three kilachet. So, according to Rashi Shite, he has to be careful that when he blows the shevayah in the shvarim, of course he cannot make it one kilach, because then it will be, it will be a tua. But yes, shvarim has to be more. So he has to make it two kilachet, but not three, because three will already become a kilach. Alright. צורך לזה בשבועים שלו ימי החברך בפני עצמי כי גימו דיבורי שעשו שקירת כלשהו ואם כן נעת את קיוע ולא ישבועים ואושיע את קיוע כתרוע ואושיע את תרוע כגימו דיבורי ונראה so that's one proposition that is laid out namely that according to Rashi Shite he cannot extend each other into three terms then he said ונראה שחי ואותם לארץ בקיוע של קשרה יש שם של קשרה ובשל קשה כי איסה משל קרה ואושיר את קיו כתרוע so one is מחויף במעריך in the קיו תשרה more than it's מחויף in the קיו תשרה and in the קיו תשרה more than in the קיו of תרה why? Because שיר את קיו is כתרוע so we see from the stasis that if שיר את קיו is כתרוע it doesn't mean שיר את קיו has to have the end of what we call תרוע but Shiot Torah has to have the lens of what the Torah calls true. Now, what does the Torah call true? We don't know. It might, the Torah might, when the Torah says true, it might mean what we call true, it might mean what we call true, and it might mean what we call true. Now, when we blow, so then we are hearing that the true of the Torah means what we call true. But when we blow, then we are hearing that the true of the Torah is not what we call true, but the true of the Torah is what we call true. When we blow, then we assume that the true of the Torah is what we call Shrotro. So in other words, so in the Seder of Tashrat, the Shiot Kiyo is not Riteches, let's call it Rashi. But it has to be the lens of the Gimel Shvor in the Torah Rashi. Now, what lens of Gimel Shvor in the Torah Rashi? Now, the lens of the Torah of the Torah is tricky as according to us. But the Shema must be more than each broken sound, each little broken sound in the Torah, so it has to be two. So you have three Shema six. So the length of Dimush Rami is six. It's six. So she of Torah is four, so when we blow the Sila Kasha, the length of each Tio in Sila Kasha is not three Kelechet, but six there. When we blow the Tashrat, so we have six and three. So we have nine. Look at me. Now I don't know why the Mishneh Berurah says that according to Rashi Shite, so when he blows the Tkir in the Tashrat, it has to be 12, and when he blows in the Tashrat, it has to be nine. When blows the Tkir in the Tashrat, so then he says it has to be three. Well, that I understand. But he says when he blows the tears in Tashrat, it has to be 12, and when he blows the tears in Tashrat, so it has to be 9. I can see it. It seems, according to the Cheshbon, so when he blows the tears in Tashrat, it should be 6, and when he blows the tears in Tashrat, it should be 9. I don't know why he has 12 and 9. It should be 9 and 6. Alright. Now, the Kashrat, or the Eschai was in the Hagam Kisha Kashrat, Isha Mishra Kashrat, Isha Mishra Kashrat, Isha Mishra Kashrat, the Shia Kiyah Kishro, the Kashrat on the Isha Mishra Kishra 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 ומי הוא ימאיר בכל הקיר, כי את קשרה, כי לא חושב, ביוחד לארץ כמו שהיא עושה, כי נתן משהו בשביל שתיים לבר אחת. Oh, so he says, but if he wants, he can extend the all the kirs, because she has kirs it's called as a minimum, but he can make every kirs kirs better. So in other words, if he wants to be sure, because sometimes, you know, it's very hard to blow, you know, one kirs, make it so long, and that one, so long. So if he decides to make all the tears wrong, so he's not likely to make a mistake. So in other words, that's an easy tale. In other words, he can blow each tear, even the tears of Tarat. He can make it nine. שהשוורים במוקים תרוע, והבל הם תרוע אביכתה, משל מאביכם ביבו. So it says that, I mean they know Rishon Dati, they reckon it. So I mean the Mogav, what mentioned that is a minute. But with Haradim, there is no Shita to the country. And that, so what? So all the Shemim agree, that even though we are clear to blow three Shavah, three Shavah, but that's the minimum. But if he wants to blow four Shavah, four Shavah, five Shavah, so that's all right. That's all right. Just as in Tua. Now, according to Rashi, so the Tua has to be three keches. But suppose he makes that the Tua has a 9 broken sounds or 20 broken sounds. So it's all right. As long as each broken sound in the Tua, each small broken sound in the Tua is not in the length of three keches. That is the length of three kehas. Together it's all right. But I mean, it should not have, well, yeah, it should not have half. I mean, it should have one kehah, and it should make, yeah, because of, because a cigarette shouldn't be a straw. So, you see, you can make 9 or 10 smokers.
Umish
Benta, you say. Umisha Moshach at Kiev Kishir Ade. Umoshach Tzot Kishvorim. Loiki and Mitzvah Loiki Ma'av Loiki Ma'av. So according to Teishishite, that the Yivor is 3 kHz, so the Shia Tuo is 9 kHz. Now, and Shia Tuo is 4, so it's 9 kHz. So according to Teishishite, one can make each other 3 kHz. Because that's not the Shia Tuo, the Shia Tuo. But then, according to Teishishite, so the Tuo has to be longer. First of all, whereas according to Rashi, so each Tuo in Parash has to be 3 kHz, so according to Teishishite, each key in Tarat has to be 9 kHz. Whereas according to Rashishite, so each key in Tasha has to be 6 kHz, so according to Teishishite, each key in Tasha has to be 12 kHz. Whereas according to Rashishite, so each Tio in Tashrat has to be 9 kHz, so according to Tesis, each Tio in Tashrat has to be 21 kHz. So according to Tesis, the Tios have to be long. לצורך אם שהתקיע של תשעת לפירוש של תשעי הגימו שבועה ותשע כך ומי שמושע התקיע את תשעי הרבה ומושע קצת תשבועי לא הקיע את מצווה לא הקימה ולא הקימה Oh, but suppose someone will make the שבועי מי צ'בע לא make free care and at the same time the תקיעס will not be 9 כך הפרונק so then you'll take them will not be 8 because they מושע according to Rashi So the tears are long enough, but the shvorim are strong. Each other is strong, so it's already a tear. According to Tesis, each other is not long, but the tears are too short. Now, the Mordechai, and this, so Tesis first of all mentions Rashi Shite, that your brother is 1 kiyach, so the shia tuor is 3 kiyach, and the shia tuor is also 3 kiyach. And then, as Tesis says, according to Rashi Shite, so he has to be Zoya Bishvorim, he shouldn't be Marich. In other words, each other shouldn't be Frikech. The Mordechai says. The Mordechai says that it's alright. Even according to Rashi, it's alright if each other is Frikech. Is Frikech. Why? Because when we blow the tashat, so then we are assuming that the Torah is not what we call Torah, but it's what we call Shvorim. So then, in Shiot Kiyot Torah, Jesus itself said, even according to Rashi, so he has to be married in the tears of Tashat Morton's tears of Tashat. In the tears of Tashat, he has to be married Morton's tears of Tashat. Why? Because she of Kiyot Torah, so the she of Kiyot varies according to the Torah that he blows. In Tashat, the Torah is one thing. In Tashat, the Torah is another thing. In Tashat, the Torah is something else. So the she of Kiyot Torah also varies. That's something tricky. So true that according to Rashi. So the Shia Tuo is the Kehez, and that is the Shia Tuo. So it's only the Shia Tuo in the Seidah Parash. But when we blow Tashat, then we are feeling that the Tuo of the Torah is not what we call Tuo, but it's what we call Shvorim. So then it's more than 3 Kehez. So when he makes each Sheva 3 Kehez, so it's not blowing the Tuo. It is only the Tuo from the point of view of Tashat, but not from the point of view of Tashat. Now if Jesus itself says that he has to be Mariach. He has to be Mariach in the skills of Pashat Morten, skills of Parat, and skills of Pashat Morten, skills of Pashat. But Jesus at the same time says that when he blows the Shvarim, so each other should not be Zekeches. So the Mordechai says, no, it's all right according to Rashi, says. If each other is Zekeches. Because when he blows the Pashat, so then we assume that the truth of the Torah is Shvarim. From the point of view of Parat, but it's not a Tzio from the point of view of Pashat. Now, so actually, so this is really a good caution against Tzitzis. Now, the Mechaber mentions the two Shittes, Rashi Shittes, and Tzitzis Shittes. And it's a little bit in it. So the Mechaber says, in Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik, Sig Dimu, Yeish, Eimrim Sheshiyo Tzio Kitzruo, Vishiyo Tzruo Kishvei Sheivoris. והמגימו כיחס בער מכלשהו, ואין לקרואים תרומיתם, ופי זה צורך לזויה של יאיר בשבע כשלישת תרומיתם. שאם יוצא, שאם כן יוצא בשמחה לכלשהו, שאם כן יוצא לכל שבע ומעטת קיאו, וצורך להריח בקיאו של פשעת איסה משל פשעת ושל פשעת איסה משל פרעת. זה מסתד, ויש אמרים ששיעו יבואו עוד גימות תרומיתם, ושיעו תרוע כשלישי לבואים, שאין שתי תרומיתם. ושיעו תקיאו גם כן תשעות תרומיתם, כי תרוע כי זה נמוך ושמעה נחתת לשון. But the first shita is the shita of Rashi. So he mentions what Tesis says in connection to this Rashi, that Zorich Rizoya Shoyaya Bishara Tishvesha Tumit. So then the Ramor says, V'yei Shemrim, V'yei Mohush, Imhel Bishvorim Tzat, U'vilvah Shemriyari Chiyis Amedat. That is in that. In other words, but three, Kechas is all. Why? Because in Pashach, so the Tzor is a Shorim, so the Shia of Kiyo is not. Gimu Kechas, according to Rashi, but more than Gimel Keiches, then it's six Keiches. Right. So the Kashi is, I mean, what is Tesis Shita? Why does what is Tesis Shita a little bit of Rashi? Why does Tesis say that a little bit of Rashi, so he cannot blow each other up three Keiches? Well, the answer is very simple. Now, there's a tshuva by Rabbi, from Rabbi Goyen. Now, Rabbi Goyen, someone inquired of Rabbi Goyen, how is it possible that there should be a suffix, whether the tour of the Torah is Yiluch HaGonech or Yiluch HaYol or both together. After all, I mean, Yiluch has been blowing shofar every year. So I mean, what do they do in the course of all the years? So why, I mean, Rav Avuhe, all of a sudden, I mean, Rav Avuhe became conscious of his office. What do they do before Rav Avuhe? So Rabbi Goyen, in the Tshuva says, that actually, there is no office. Because Tzruo is a broken sound. A broken sound. I mean the sound that one makes when he's in grief. What kind of sounds does one produce when he's in grief? I mean there are all kinds of sounds. Gnuch HaGonich and Yilul HaYolil and both together. They're all grief sounds. Grief sounds. Now, so Midah I say you can be Eitzer with the sound of Gnuch HaGonich, you can be Eitzer with the sound of Yilul HaYolil, you can be Eitzer with the sound of both together. But the Chachom, what the Chachom saw, Rabavuye saw that there were monogamous looking in one place they blew Shvarim, in another place they blew Tzruah, in a third place they blew Shvarim Tzruah. So in order, so Rabavuye decided to establish a uniform practice. Uniform practice. In other words, but me that I say, you can be Eitzer with either, with Yuchegon Yichen, Yerul HaYolim, and Yuchegon HaHibur. But it seems that not all the Rishonim agree with the Rabbi Goyen. Not all the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, I mean, from the Rambam's Roshim it appears that he does not agree with that. He doesn't say it in so many words, but he says Nistafik L'Chachon. So it's mashma that he does not agree. But there are some Rishonim who are chilek. Many Rishonim agree with Rabbi Goyen, and some Rishonim are chilek as to the Kashi, I mean, what was done in the course of the year. So that Kashi you can read in connection with Machlekes in Rashi and Rabbi Tam. As to the Seder of Parshas and Tzion, right? It's a Kashi. Now, so as to the Mordechai's, Kashi against Tesis, how can Tesis say that according to Rashi, so you must be very careful not to extend each other into three Keiches. But when does it blow the Shvarim in Tashat? It's a shot we blow because of the assumption that the Torah, is a Shvarim. So, and Shvarim, so it's more than Gimel Yevamos. So if we take it, does not constitute a Tkiyo. So the answer is, the Tesis agrees with Rabbi Goyen. So according to Rabbi Goyen, there is no Sofik Derai. Midrash say, Shvarim is a Torah, and Torah is a Torah, and Shvarim Torah is a Torah. But the Chachamim are Mitakos. So that's why. So of course, when it blows the Tkiyas in the Seder of Tashat, so it must be, so each Sheva cannot be a Tkiyo Midrash. And Midrash, so a Torah is also a Torah. Not only a Shvarim. So even from the point of view of Tashat, a Torah is a Torah of the Torah. But from the point of view of Tashat, with the Rabbanan and Yehuyev to blow Shvarim. But Midrash, even from the point of view of Tashat, a Torah is a Torah. Is the Torah of the Torah. And if a Torah is Midrash, even Tashat, is a Torah, is a Torah. So that means the Shiot Kiyo, Midrash is Rikeches. Midrash, even when he blows Tashat, Midrash is Rikeches. So when he extends each other into three Kiches, he in effect blows a Tkiyo Midrash. So what kind? So it cannot be the kind of mitzvah of Tashat. If instead of three Shevers, he blows three Tkiyos Midrash. And the Mordechai, and the Mordechai apparently disagrees with the Shita of Rabbi Goyen. And he holds it's a real topic. If it's a real topic, so then, in Tashat, Torah is not what we call Torah. So the Torah is not Gimel Yevamos. So the Torah is Gimel Shvarim, and that's more than Gimel Keches. So when he blows each Sheva, three keches, so he does not blow a Tkiyo. That's a machlokes. In other words, Tesis agrees with Rabbi Goyen Shite, and the Mordechai does not agree with Rabbi Goyen Shite. Alright, now. Rabbi Nachman Eyo, Pirish Tkiyo Shakon. Riach Shof Neyagim Lizkeya Bi Yeshivo, Riach Akli Yasatero, Shrei Shim Kelev. Gimel Kashrak, Vigimel Kashak, Vigimel Kadak. So, three sets. So, the Tesis says that the minhag is to blow three sets of Tashrat and three sets of Tashat and three sets of Tarat. That's Raha Tevatea. There's a key of the music. Uvitzilo, taking a Malchiyas Kashrat, Vazichayas Kashat, Vashayfres Tarat. And then in the Shinefre of Musa, of the Tilatibu, so we blow one set of Tashrat in Malchiyas, and one set of Tashat in Chayyus, and one set of Tarat Sheik. So that's one Shita. And that's the first Shita mentioned by the Mechada in the Shochanot. In other words, of course, it goes without saying, but that's the Chayyus, you blow three orders, three Zorins, and each Seder consisting of three sets. Three sets of Tashat, three sets of Tashat, three sets of Tarat. That's what happened at all. But then, in Mitzah, so there's one Shita, that's the Shita mentioned in case of Zachar Aminek, in the first Lashon in the Mechaber, namely, that you blow one set of Tashrat. In other words, there are no three sets in Shvilef. There's only one set. So in Malchiyas, you blow one set of Tashrat, in Zechenyas, you blow one set of Tashrat, in Sheikhas, you blow one set of Tashrat. That's one Shita. ופרסוק בניקול הפירקים, הולרו לתקיע בשפילה, המלכי קשרק, קשה קרק. So, according to סוגי, in other words, that there is a topic, maybe it's נוחגונך, maybe it's ילוריון, maybe it's both together, so it would seem to be more proper to blow in מלכי one set of קשרק, one set of קשרק, and one set of קרק, וכן הזכן וכן השיט. So that would be proper. So that's the second Shita. And that is the Shita of the Oruch. Apart from the Shita of the Oruch that we have to blow in the Tfilah B'Lachas. Something insofar as Tfilah B'Lachas is concerned, so most Rishonim are chilek on the Oruch. They say that there is no
there is no tkiyas mitzvah of lash. But the olch it is, in other words, the olch has two shittas. One shita of the olch is that not only do we have to blow in the tefillah of Kilhom, tefillah shel Yachzibur, we also have to blow in the lash. So that's telling the pshat migmoret. Lo yishonu elo b'chavariya. In other words, we only blow b'chavariya. What b'chavariya? B'tzibur. B'tzibur. B'musa. B'tzibur. So there's a machlik of Hashem. Most of Hashem say b'chavariya means in the tefillah shas of Musa. But not in the tefillah of lachash, even though the tefillah of lachash is b'tzibur. But the Oach says, Lo yishonu b'chavariya. If it is found in Yohi, but it's someone who comes to the house, so we don't blow the shofar in the Shemnesa. Only the chavariya. But b'tzibur, you blow not only in the tefillah of the shot, but also in the tefillah of the lachas as well. So on that point there's a machlokes in Dor HaRashim. But Tosfos does not, right now Tosfos does not mention this shita of Dor. Right now Tosfos mentions the shita of Dor that you blow 10 kelim in Tashrat, I'm sorry, 10 kelim in Malchies, 10 kelim in Zechenes, and 10 kelim in Shefer. So one set, of Tashrat, one set in Malchies, and one set of Tashrat, and one set of Tashat, and one set of Tarat in Malchies, then one set of Tashrat, and one set of Tashat, and one set of Tarat in the Chaynes, and the same thing in Shet. The Talmud. So this is a second sheet. This is a second sheet. Then, then there is a third sheet. The third sheet is that you blow in Malchies, you blow three times Tashrat, and in Zechenes you blow three times Tashrat, and in Shefres you blow three times Tarat. Tosfos does not mention that sheet. So that's the third sheet. Then there is the sheet of Rav Netam, the fourth sheet. The Rav Netam sheet is that we blow Tashrat in Malchies, no Tashrat and no Tarat, and we blow Tashrat in Zechenes, and we blow Tashrat in Shefres. In other words, only Tashrat. Only Tashrat. Now, so we have four sheet. In other words, there is no sheet that we should blow three Zorin in Malchies, and three Zorin in Zechenes, and three Zorin in Shefres. That there is no such sheet. But there are four sheet. One sheet is that the first sheet I mentioned in Tosfos, that we blow one set of Tashrat in Malchies, one set of Tashrat in Zechenes, and one set of Tarat in Shefres. So according to that sheet, in Zechenes there is no Tashrat at all. And in Shefres there is no Tashrat or Tashrat. There is only Tarat, you see, in Shefres. That's one sheet. That sheet is mentioned in Shekhanov. Then there is a second sheet mentioned in the Mechaber. In the Mechaber, which is not mentioned in Tosfos, that instead of blowing one set of Tashrat and Malchies, we blow three sets of Tashrat and Malchies. Instead of blowing one set of Tashrat and Zechenes, we blow three sets of Tashrat and Zechenes. And instead of blowing one set of Tarat and Shefres, we blow three sets of Tarat and Shefres. And the same as the first, except that it's triple, you see. The first, that the two sheets of the Mechaber. The first sheet of the Mechaber is one set of Tashrat in Malchies, one set of Tarat in Zechenes, one set of Tashrat in Zechenes, and one set of Tarat in Shefres. The second sheet in Mechaber, which is not mentioned in Tosfos, is three sets of Tashrat in Malchies, three sets of Tashrat in Zechenes, three sets of Tarat in Shefres. Then the Ramo mentions the sheet of Rav Netam, that in Malchies we blow Tashrat, one set of Tashrat. In Zechenes we blow one set of Tashrat. In Shefres we blow one set of Tashrat. That was only Tashrat. Only Tashrat. So altogether we have three sets of Tashrat. But it's one set in Malchies of Tashrat, one set of Tashrat in Zechenes, and one set of Tashrat in Shefres. That is mentioned by Ramo. But the fourth shita, which is mentioned in Tosfos, and there's the shita of the Olch, and I'm not referring to the shita of the Olch in respect to Tefillah B'Lachash, Ah, she tells all that you have to blow in Malchiyat one set of 10 kilos, one set of Tashat, one set of Tashat, one set of Tarat, and in the Chen is the same thing, and in Shefer the same thing. It's mentioned that Tashat, in Shulchan Aruch, it's not even mentioned. It's not even mentioned, neither by the Mechabea, nor by the Ramon. But who passes like that, she said? The Shlo. The Shlo passes like that, she said. And the Minag Yisrael, Minag Yisrael in most would say, is like the Shita of the Shlo, the Shita of the Shlo. As to the other Shita of the Shlo, so that is, that's the Hasidim, the meaning of the Hasidim is to blow in the field of the Lachash, the Mishnah Dinah. But insofar as this Shita of the Shlo is concerned, so there's a meaning of the Shita of the Shlo. In other words, that we blow 10 kilos in Malchus, 10 kilos in Chaynes, 10 kilos in Sheifres, and so on, and the 10 kilos consists of one set of Tashrat, one set of Tashat, one set of Tashat. Alright, now, I did not read the tape that the Rav Netam Shita in tape. Now, Minet Shalonu, for Yotmei Rav Netam, then tape is mentioned that in the Oruch it's Mivua that we have to blow all together, we have to blow 100 kilos. Well, what's the Chayshim of 100 kilos upon the Oruch? Very simple. We have 30 kilos. We have 30 kilos Lachat V'Hator, three orders. An order of Tashrat, an order of Tashrat, and an order of Tarat. And then we have in the field of Lachash, we have again 30 kilos. And then in the field of Kulrom of Musaf, we have another 30 kilos. So we have 90. And then after the Shminesre of the Tashrat, we blow 10 kilos. So altogether it is 100 kilos. 100 kilos. Now, so the Mishnadim who do not blow in the field of Lachash, they also blow 100 kilos, because that's how the Shlo passes, even though the Ramon doesn't even pass in the 100 kilos. Again, the Pesach of the Shlo, he passes by the Oruch. So, but we don't have the 30 kilos, we don't have the 30 kilos in the field of Lachash, so we have 30 kilos, we have right after the Shmineh Esrei, I mean before Tiftabel, and then we have 10 kilos at the end. Alright, so you have 100 kilos. Now, Balminek Shalonu Oyot of Tamei Arab Netam, the Kashrat Shal Malchiyot, the Kashrat Dich Chayet, the Karab Dich Eifres, Heishrin Zeh. So he says, the Arsh of the Minek of Arsh, what is it? To blow a Malchiyot Kashrat, Va Dich Chayet Kashrat, Va Shif Kashrat. So he says, what kind of a city is it? Because one, he says exclude the art. Because Malachi, if we blow, we will call it Kashrat. So he says, Malachi, it doesn't make sense, that Minek. The Minek in Kutas is called in the time of Faces was like the first shit in the Mechada. Namely, to blow Tashrat in Malchias, to blow Tashrat in the Chaynes, and Tarat in Shaytas. So he says, we're not taking according to any day. Because Malachi. When we blow Tashrat in Malchiyot, so then we are assuming what? We are assuming that Shorim is a Shorim Torah. So then we are not yeting with Tashrat at all. Then we blow in the Zechenes. We blow Tashrat, so we are assuming that the Torah of the Torah is a Shorim. So then we are not yeting with the Shevchet at all. Shevchet at all. And we are not yeting with the Malchiyot. So what's the Meshit? Now, what's the Teretz? I mean, how is it? From Monashah. Oh, my God! So the Teretz is that the Minas Shalonu, the Minas Shalonu, accords with the Shita Rabbi Goyen. So then there is no Kashi. Because according to Rabbi Goyen, so neither I say everything is the Torah. What we call Torah is the Torah of the Torah. What we call Shwan is the Torah of the Torah. What we call Shwan Torah is the Torah of the Torah. So it's only so that there should be a uniform practice. So like as long as Lachash Kriyas HaTorah, we have the three orders, so there is a uniform practice, so then we can be Yetzer. We can be Yetzer Tkiyas, or Yetzer Tkiyas of Tashrat in Malchiyot, because Shvorim Torah is a Torah, according to Rabbi Goyen Shita, and we are Yetzer in the Chenes with Tkiyas, because Tashrat is a, because Shvorim is a Torah, and we are Yetzer with Sheifres. Also, so it seems that Rav Netam did not agree with Rabbi Goyen. Because if I'm somebody good, I'll go in, so you wouldn't say that many things here, and maybe you'll have to take it off.
So, the Hini Kabinet, Bim Kemenu, Liske Adama, the Hainez Vashefet, Kashrak, Moidem Alba.
So, we only have to blow Tashrak, Shvorin Tro, in every Broche, in Malchias, the Hainez Vashefet. The Hashte Nofit in Kol Seif.
Oh, so then the question is, Vileke Ela Hefek, Uvi Hoche Sagi. Uvi Hoche Sagi, Shaloi Lishami Isaminek Biyei. Do Amrinon, Shoma Tishet Kiyer, Vise Shoyin Biyei. Yotso. Yotso. So, in other words, so it seems So, Rabbi Tam said as follows, that if we blow Shvorin Tro, so we are going to be monashed, with the right. Not that Rabbi Goyen says that if we blow any sound, whether it's Tro or Shvorin or Shvorin Tro, no, if we blow Shvorin, we're not going to, because maybe something, maybe the Tro of the Torah is a Tro. But if we blow Shvorin Tro, so then with the right we are certainly going to. Why? Because we have, suppose that the two of the Torah is true. So what was the kashe? So then the shvorim intervened between the tkiyo lifoneo and the two. So it's a hefsek. Midrash says this kind of hefsek doesn't pass. So it's only the rabbi. Midrash says it doesn't pass. There is no hefsek. So it's yet. So it's only the rabbi. So once he was mikayim the rabbi with the tkiyo, so then it's all right. To be Yetze, even though there is a hefsek. Even though there is a hefsek. Then he says, V'nire sheyeish k'tzat l'itnitam al aminik shalom v'sob aloki mandoma v'somuch achat v'dilatero v'shtayim v'dilatero v'chivim sheosu v'yishiva kol asvek v'shalteiro v'shalteikrim v'yichoshu l'arzi v'lasu v'shastilo elot zveke v'raise. So Teisves explains. Teisves says, the reason is why the minigim to blow Tashrat, most of the case, to blow Tashrat. One set of Tashrat in Malchit, and one set of Tashrat in Zechaynes, and one set of Tarat in Sheitres, because we pass, like the Mandomas, Mulach Meini, that means the right there, one set is enough. So we require three sets on the Midrabot. So in as much as we have three sets in each order, so then it's alright to be Yetze with one set. Now the question is, so that only ends, but that does not answer the whole kasha of Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam's kasha was that it says, I mean, obey, how can we be Yetze Tkiyas if in Malchias we blow Tashrat and Zichin is Tashrat and Yishiv is Tashrat? So what is Yetze Tzaret? Yetze Tzaret, because Midrashe you can be Yetze with one set. But so that would be all right if our minik, the minik in the time of Jesus had been to blow as the minik is today. Now what is the minik today? That in Malchias we blow one set of Tashrat. We blow one set of Tashrat and one set of Tarat, so then it would be a good time. So how is it enough? But that's all we have. Every bracha has to be recited. The tears have to be blown on every bracha. So if Midrash, it is required to blow 10 kilos, so how can we be able, when it blows just one set? So our minik could be explained on the basis of this proposition that we pass in that one set is midrash. But not the minute that prevailed in the time of Jesus. So what must we say? That we said before that the reason as to why Jesus says that according to Rashi Shite, we should not extend the Shevea in Tashah into three Kehas, because then it will become Kiyot, so the more charismatic in Tashah. So the Shiot Kiyo is Kishol Ishwarim, so it's not, so three Kehas are not counted as four. So what was the Taret? Because Tesis agrees with the Shita of Alboy. So this is what Tesis means. So again, this is Tesis Shita. Tesis explains our meat.
And the first fashion was that he doesn't come for, that it's, he will not get to the holiday yet. Well, the fact is, no, we have it. But there are two questions I'm about. First of all, the requirement that there be three sets. So as far as this cachet is concerned, so the charities, Mr. I say only one set is required. But then there is another cachet. If he blows, Tashat only in the Chenetz. Maybe the pshat of Tro is throwing Tro. Maybe the pshat of Tro is Tro. So how can it be ate with the tears of the Chenetz? The answer is, the Tesis goes with the Shite. Tesis goes with the Shite of Rabbi Goyen. So Mr. I say, so Shvorim is a Tro, and Tro is a Tro, and Shvorim Tro is a Tro. So we are late in the Manasha. And insofar as the question of how can we blow only one set in each Vorhez, so the Tzeret is, because Mr. I say only one set is required. Alright. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishonim as to Shvorim Tro, whether it's Bishim or Achas or Bishtei Yishim. So the Atar Rishonim would say that Shvorim Tro is Bishim Achas. Why Bishim Achas? Very simple. Because why do we blow Shvorim Tro? Because maybe the Tro of the Torah is Shvorim Tro. So it's one call. It's not two Kelet. If it's one call, it must be Bishim Achas. If it's two Yishim, so then it's two Kelet. That's the Shite of the other Rishonim, who say that it has to be Bishtei Yishim. So what is their term? So their term is, because why, what is the basis? Because when a person is in grief, so it's Ginuche Gonir, Bihodo, Yulu Yolir. So when a person is Ginuche Gonir, Hodo Yulu Yolir, so he doesn't do it in one Nishime. So that into Nishime. The Mechaber mentions both there. So the Mechaber says that Yerei Shamayim. Yerei Shamayim, so he has to, so he should do as follows. He should blow the tears in Yushef, he should blow the Yishima. And the Kiyas, the Miumet, he should blow the Shteish. Then the Ramo says, the Yeshem Rim should throw the Vatri Shteen, the Shteish. Finish. Now, so that's the Shach of the Ramo. Now, of course, the Minag is for you in general is to follow the Ramo. But on this, the Minag, I mean all the other points, I mean I'm not masking with the Ramo. But the Ramo asks us that he should blow the Kiyas, the Miusha, that Kiyas, the Miumet, the Shteish, but we do not pass like that. Why? Because, so the Goyen, the Goyim explained the Harodom. Now they say as follows. If it is possible to act in such a way that the Evidai should be Eitel of Holadeh, so why shouldn't we do it rather than to act in a way which according to one Shite might be the ideal thing, but according to the other Shite I might not even be Eitel. Whenever we have a thought, let's say, according to some Rishonim it has to be done that way. According to other Rishonim it has to be done the other way. So if it's possible to satisfy both Shite, yeah? Suppose it's impossible to satisfy the Lechatchila of all Shite, but it's possible to do it in such a way that insofar as the Eved is concerned, I'll certainly be Eitel Holadeh. If I do it the other way, I might satisfy one Shite Lechatchila, but on the other hand, I risk that the Eved according to Shite. So then it is only logical that we should do it in such a way so that we shouldn't assume any risks in the Eved. So he says, so therefore the Goyim and the Halodom say that it's more proper to blow all Binshima. Why? Because if we blow Binshima, so then we are Yitzei L'Holadeh. Even the Rishonim will say that it has to be Binshima. What is the reason? Because when a person coughs and then he sighs, so it's Binshima. So if it doesn't conform completely to that manner, so it's no equal. It's no equal in the mitzvah. It's no equal in the mitzvah. So even according to Rishonim, we say it's Shteishim, but Bishima Achas will be Eitel. However, according to Rishonim, we say that it has to be Bishima Achas, Shteishim will not be Mikayim Demet, Midrashim will not be Mikayim. Because what is very easy? Because Gnuch Ador, you know that one call, if it's Shteishim, so it's two Kelet. So it's better not to. So it's better to do it in such a way that we should not take any risk. So he's better about it. So it's better to do it in such a way that we should not take any risk. Anyway, so what it's called. If we do it in Shima, now, if we do it in Shima, if we do it in Shima, in the Tzir Demiyushin, in the Tzir Demiyushin, and the Tzir Demiyumed, we do it in Shteini Shime, so then it's alright, because insofar as the Reis is concerned, we have no choice, and certainly Eitze with the Tzir Demiyushin. And in respect to the Rabbanon, alright, so we can rely on the other Shite, the other Shite, because it seems that most of Shinim hold that it's Shteini Shime. So it's better to be Eitze Deklech Hatzchile also. Now, the Mechaber says the Yerei Shemayim, so it's like this. There are many Poskim who say, you pass me that we should do both Bishima. The Ramotes should do both Bishtei Nishima. It's not precious for the Shita of Nishima. And then the Mechaber says, Yerei Shemayim, so Yitka, as a Tzir Zim Yushev Nishima, as a Tzir Zim Umet, Bishtei Nishima. Kidei, not the Shidei Kulon. Now the question arises, why does he, if he wants to be a Shidei Kulon, so why does he advise us that here? Tzir Zim Yushev, with Shima Ahad, and Tzir Zim Umed, Bishtei Nishima. So there is a very simple question for that. So the Goyim says, and others, that this Mechaber is based upon the Shita of Rav Netan. Is based upon the Shita of Rav Netan. Not our minig. Our minig is that in Malchias we blow one set of Tashrat, one set of Tashrat, one set of Tarat, and so in the Chenefer and Shefres. But what is the Shita of Rav Netan? That in Malchias and in the Chenefer and in Shefres, we only blew one Tashrat, no Tashrat. In the Shemnesri, in Shir Zimumet, there was no Tashrat and no Tarat, only Tashrat. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yerushalayim, Yitzka, Tzir Zim Yushev Nishima, Tzir Zim Umeh, Bishtei Nishima. Now the question arises, Moneshah, if you want to be Yitzka, Bo Yitzka, why can't we do it in the reverse? Tzir Zim Yushev, Bishtei Nishima, and Tzir Zim Umeh, Nishima. So the answer is, Rebbein says, no, if we did it in the reverse, if we had blown the Tzir Zim Umeh, Bishtei. Now, according to the practice that prevails, that prevails in those days. I mean, the Shittas Rav Netan. The Shittas Rav Netan. So in the Tzir Zim Umed consisted exclusively of the Shad. So why does Rav Netan say it's a lie? Because Midrashe Hefsek doesn't pass. So even if Tarat is the real tool of the Torah, so it doesn't matter Midrashe. The fact that the Shrovim intervene between the Tzir Lifaneo and the Tzir doesn't matter with the Reis. Right. So when doesn't it matter? When doesn't it matter if it's Shteinishim? So even if we assume that they will blow the Tashrat, in Malchus, the Tzir Lifaneo, 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 the Tzir. So in the Reis the Hefsek doesn't pass. So when can we say, so what, if it is the Shteini Shimes? Then we can say, so what, because after all, it's only a Hefsek of another call. But if we had blown it, suppose we blow it, Bishimaha, so then we cannot say, so what? Because if Tuor is the real, what we call Tuor is the real Tuor of the Torah, and instead of Tuor, he blows Shvoi Tuor Bishimaha, it's not this call. If the Shteini Shimes, it doesn't pass. Because Shteini Shimes makes his two kalas. So we have the call of Tzor. But between the call of the Tzor, the Faneo, and the call of the Tzor, intervenes another call. So that doesn't pass. But if it's mixed up with another call, so then it's not a call of Tzor, it's the call of Shalom Tzor. So for that reason, we have to blow not the Eitzel of Haladeyes. So the Mechaber tells us that we have to blow the Tzor the Miyushev, Bishima Ahas and Tzir Zim Umed, Shteini Shimes. However, according to our practice, the Orchid, that we blow in Malchias Tashrat, and Tashat and Tarat, and in Zechene the same thing, and in Sheitres, so then, this Sif of the Shulchan Aruch, Yerushalayim Yetzir Kulon, so it does not require a Dafke to blow Tzir Zim Yushev, Nishima Ahas and Tzir Zim Umed, Shteini Shimes. We can do it in the reverse, as long as we have both.
What?
Together.
Yeah, no.
The
only
possibility of
Shiva Akka.
But the only
other
possibility of
Shiva Akka.
So what?
Oh, I don't mean so, so you blow Shiva Akka, you're scared of the ocean. So you're taking the eight to the right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Well,
it doesn't make any difference. As long as you, I mean, you kill the Miyushev, you already blew the Shimaha, so you certainly ate the Dereise. And the other, the harder is, so it doesn't matter what you blow, whether you blow the Shimaha, it all depends how easy it is easier, because the Shimaha is very difficult to blow. Sometimes it's the result of an attempt by about the Kiyo to blow Shimon Skor and Kiyaha, so it doesn't come out so well, you see. So, but of course, it killed the Miyushev, all right? So it's created, but once we blew Bishimaha, and it killed the Miyushev, so then he can blow all the other kids. Finish him. All right. Now, yeah, it's coming now. There is Chumash maybe now. Complicated yontef of all the Miyadei Hashanah. The reason for this is the fact that when we delve into the Chazal, so we find more than one and more than two motives for the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. Every other Yom Tov has one motive or two motives at most. For example, Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, is based upon the motive of freedom. We have to celebrate Pesach simply because on the 15th, on the night of the 15th of Nisan, the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt. Shavuos has one motive, namely Matan Torah. Yom Kippur has the motive of Kapora, because on the 10th of Tishrei, the Ribbono Shel Olam forgave the Israelites for the sin of the golden calf. What is the motive or the motives of Rosh Hashanah? When we delve into the Chazal, we can find more than 10 motives for Rosh Hashanah. Now I can state them briefly. One motive for the celebration of Rosh Hashanah is the fact that Rosh Hashanah constitutes the beginning of a new year. Be'achot b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishoni. Secondly, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of Yom Hadin. As we say, Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivu, Yom Tzim Kippur Yechaseinu. Thirdly, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron, the motive of Yom HaZikaron, although it is kindred to the motive of Yom Hadin, is still not synonymous with it. The best medium of proof is Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is also Yom HaDin, as we say, Uvyoin Tzim Kippur Yechaseimun. But Yom HaKippurim is not a Yom HaDikon. So, the third motive of Rosh Hashanah is the motive of Yom HaDikon. Then, Rosh Hashanah also has the motive of being a Yom HaRatelo. That's the fourth motive. The day of the conception of the world.
the day when man was created. For the world at large was created on the 25th of El, as the Pirkei de Rav Lozor points out. It was Odom HaRishayim who was created on the 1st of Tishrei. In other words, Rosh Hashanah marks the birthday of mankind. We Jews do not celebrate the birthday of any individual, regardless of his grace. But we Jews do celebrate the birthday of mankind. Fifthly, Rosh Hashanah is also the birthday of the Obeis, of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Sixthly, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of Malchiyoyim, which is expressed by the Brocha of Malchiyoyim, and which proclaims the conviction and the hope of the Knesset Yisrael that in the end, all of mankind will declare Almighty God as the King of the world, when mankind in its entirety will abolish idolatry, cruelty, arrogance, and tyranny from the face of the earth. What is that? Sixth. Now, seventhly, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of Sheifreis, as it is expressed in the Brocha of Sheifreis, and which is motivated by the concept of the Tchiras Ahuvu HaYisraelis, the concept of the chosen people of Israel, as it is manifested on one hand by Matan Torah, and on the other by Yemois HaMashiach. As we say in the Brocha of Sheifreis, Aton Igleiso Banan Kvodecho Alam Kotchecho, this is Matan Torah, and Tkabi Shifa Bodei L'Chiruseinu, this is Yemois HaMashiach. Eifrei, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of being the birthday of the matriarchs, the mothers. Rosh Hashanah Nifkido Soro Rochel V'chano. Rosh Hashanah is not only dedicated to the birthday of the mothers of Israel, but it is also dedicated to other mothers. Hano was not a mother of the whole people of Israel. Furthermore, according to the Aruch, and this has a basis in the Psikta de Rav Kame, Jews throughout the generations are required to blow 100 keles on Rosh Hashanah. Kineged, the 100 keles that the mother of Sisra uttered when she was in grief over the failure of her son to come back from war. This means the Jews throughout the generations, Misei Faderis, Vasei Faderis, Mitzchila Faderis, Vasei Faderis, are required to blow 100 keles, thereby musically to express the grief that overwhelmed the mother of Satan Sif. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to all mothers of the world. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish counterpart of Mother's Day. It is dedicated to all the mothers, and it does not exclude any mother from its orbit, not even the mothers of the enemies of Israel, like Sif. This is what? Faith? Then ninthly, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of tshuva. The Rambam says in Eir HaNevuchim, "V'Rosh Hashanah hu yom ha'rois tshuva l'bnei Adam." And as the Rambam says, this is the Rambam in the Nevuchim, and as the Rambam says, in the Cheshuvo, Afal Pishet Ki Ashoifo, Bereish Ashono, Gzeres HaKosuf, Mikol Mokim Remez Yesh Bigoro, Shenema, Uru Yishenim, Rokitzu Mitar Demaschem, Ilu Bnei Odom, Hayishenim Bihavri Azman. That's the motive of the Tshuva. 10:3, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of being the day on which Joseph was released from prison in Egypt. And according to the Chazal, this fact that Joseph was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei Yosef, and Yitzhak Suri, is much more than a historical coincidence. According to Chazal, it constitutes a cardinal motive for the celebration of Rosh Hashanah and for the blowing of Shavuot. And the Chazal based it upon the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku v'chidesh eifo, v'kefer liyem chageinu, tichet liyisroel hu, mishpot li lekei Yaakov, edus b'yesei samei, b'teisei be'arat nishai. The expression, edus b'yesei samei, implies, according to Chazal, that we have to blow the shofar and celebrate Rosh Hashanah because of the fact that Joseph was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. There are probably more motives in Rosh Hashanah. But I was able to take notice of these 10 motives. At first glance, it is obvious that if a Yom Tov has so many multifarious motives, that there must be one universal motive which includes all the manifold motives. There must be a common denominator that combines the various motives of Rosh Hashanah. What is the universal motive that combines all these various motives? It is obvious that the universal motive combining all the other motives must be that one which serves as the appellation for Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a year. Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the concept of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the concept of Sheitris. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish Mother Day. It's all true. But what is the appellation? What motive constitutes the appellation? We do not say, B'yeim HaMalchus HaZein Kiddush. In Birkat HaMozein, we say, B'yoim HaZikorein HaZein. So it seems that the motive of the Korein, of the Choinois, is the universal motive. And for this reason, this is the appellation for Rosh Hashanah. In order to understand the full significance of this universal motive, we must delve into the broche of Zichrinis, which expresses the motive of Yoim Hadikoi, and especially into the conclusion of the broche of Zichrinis. Because all the broches were formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah in such a way that the concluding phrase actually gives vent to the basic idea of the prophet. This is true of all prophets. The concluding phrase in the Broche of Zichrinis, which expresses the motive of Yoim HaZikorein, is Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoichei HaBris. What does it mean, Zoichei HaBris? Almighty God remembers the covenant. In order to understand the meaning of Zoichei HaBris, we must first define Bris. Bris is a covenant, a contract, an agreement. A Bris is a contract, an agreement drawn up between two parties, whereby the parties to the contract bind themselves so that they should belong one to another. der Rebbeinu Shalom is designated as a Zecher HaBris because of the various contracts, covenants, that were drawn up between Almighty God on one hand and men on the other. Most of the covenants drawn up between Almighty God and men were covenants drawn up between the Rebbeinu Shalom on one hand and the Ovis of the Knesset Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak and the other, and Yaakov on the other. But there is one covenant, and which is the first covenant, historically speaking, between Almighty God and men, and that is the covenant drawn up between Almighty God on one hand and Noah as ancestor and representative of mankind on the other. The covenant drawn up between Almighty God and men, whether it's between Almighty God and Noah, or between Almighty God and Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, or between Almighty God and the Knesset Yisrael at Mount Sinai, are all contracts whereby Almighty God became bound to men to such an extent that Almighty God belongs to men. For when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it is to be taken in literal sense. It is not to be taken in the sense, as some so-called philosophers explain, Elokei Avraham, because Avraham had a certain concept of God. No! Elokei Avraham is to be taken in literal sense. The God of Avraham, because God belongs to Avraham. He belongs! Avraham had title in Hashem Yisborach. How did Avraham have title in Hashem Yisborach? Simply because of the covenant that was established by God between Almighty God Himself and Avraham. The Rebbeinu Shalom is called Elokei Yitzchak simply because the Rebbeinu Shalom belongs to Yitzchak. Because of the covenant that is drawn up between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Yitzchak, the Rebbeinu Shalom is designated as Elokei Yaakov because the Rebbeinu Shalom belongs to Yaakov. And when we refer to the Rebbeinu Shalom as Elokei Yisrael, it is to be taken in literal sense, not only in the sense that we believe in Hashem Yisbarach, but in the literal sense. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Elokei Yisrael because he belongs to us. We have title in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not only does the Rebbeinu Shalom have title in us, we have title in the Rebbeinu Shalom because of the covenant that was drawn up between the Rebbeinu Shalom and the Knesset Yisrael. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom is referred to as Elokei Kol Basar, then it is also to be taken in a literal sense, in the sense that the Rebbeinu Shalom belongs to mankind. Mankind is titling the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? Because of the covenant that was drawn up between the Rebbeinu Shalom on one hand and Noah as the ancestor and the representative of all of mankind on the other. And this is the reason as to why we say in the Bracha of Zichrinis, V'gam esneach, B'avo zocharto, V'atifkedeyu, B'dvar Yeshua. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is designated as a Zecher HaBris because the Rebbeinu Shalom himself feels bound by the various brises that he established with men. Chish HaShono is a Yema Zikorein because the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Zecher HaBris. It goes without saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Zecher HaBris all the time, not only on Chish HaShono. Respect Almighty God, there cannot be any change between one day of the year and the other. The Rebbeinu Shalom is as much a Zecher HaBris today as it will be on Chish HaShono. So it follows logically that when we say Chish HaShono is the Yema Zikorein, it is not because of the fact that on Chish HaShono the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Zecher HaBris, for the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Zecher HaBris all the time. Chish HaShono is designated as Yema Zikorein simply because of the fact and Rosh Hashanah, it is incumbent upon each and every Jew to dedicate himself to the concept of Zecher HaBris, and to become a Zecher HaBris himself, even if Almighty God is a Zecher HaBris all the time. And this is in conformity to the principle of Alachto Bidrochov, Mahu Rachum, Mahato Yerachum, Mahu Chanun, Mahato Yechanun, Mahu Kodesh, Mahato Yekodesh, and so on and so forth. So it also follows, Mahu Zecher HaBris, Mahato Yerachum. It also follows that if on Rosh Hashanah it is the task of each and every Jew to dedicate himself to the concept of Zecher HaBris and to emulate God by becoming a Zecher HaBris himself or herself, then it is also only logical that the only manner in which a person can become a Zecher HaBris is by emulating God in all ways. Man can become a Zecher HaBris only if his general demeanor is such that it is emulated of God himself. If the Rebbeinu Shalom himself realizes the concept of Zecher HaBris by feeling bound to man, then man too, in order to become a Zecher HaBris, he of course must above all feel bound to God. Above all, he must feel that he belongs to God. But in addition to that, he must realize that men cannot belong to God in a vacuum. In order to truly belong to God, he must belong to men as well, for God himself feels bound to men. How can men belong to God without belonging to men at the same time? This is the universal motive of Rosh Hashanah. Namely, the concept of belonging. On Rosh Hashanah, a Jew is to dedicate himself to the concept of belonging. For this reason, Rosh Hashanah was declared by the Torah as the beginning of the year. Hashem could have said that any other day could mark the beginning of the year. But Hashem said no. Only Rosh Hashanah can mark the beginning of the year. Why? Because at the beginning of the year, a Jew is to dedicate himself to the concept of belonging. For this reason, Rosh Hashanah has the motive of Yom Adin, because the fundamental question in a divine judgment is whether a person is motivated by the concept of belonging. And the Zohar says that when Elisha asked the Shunammite, there is nothing I wish, because they say Hami Ani Yosheves, I dwell among my people. The Zohar says that day was the day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Shunammite answered that she does not have to make any wish, because she's completely overwhelmed by the feeling of Bishir Hami Yoleich Yishev. What does it mean? An Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Hadin, it is the fundamental duty of a Jew or a Jewess to dedicate himself or herself to the concept of belonging. First, a Jew must know that he belongs to Almighty God, to an extent even of giving away his life. In mentioning 10 motives for Rosh Hashanah, I forgot to mention one very important motive. Dakedah is also one of the motives of Rosh Hashanah. But this motive, we have 11, not 10. But this motive of the Dakedah stems from the concept of belonging to God. And for this reason, Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the concept of Balaam. Because the Brocha of Malchus expresses the conviction of the Jewish people that there will come a time when all of mankind will truly be conscious of the fact that they all belong to God. When all of mankind will appoint the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Melech Kol Ha'olam. And for this reason, Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the concept of Sheishreis, which is motivated by the idea of Bchirat Ha'umo HaYisraelis. Because there cannot be any true belonging to God if the feeling of belonging to God is not coupled with the feeling of belonging to man and to Israel. Now, in respect to the prophet of Hatsutam in Kole, the old rock of Mishpot, Kele Muna Veinovel, Sadik Yosho. The Sifri raises the question, how can we apply this appellation to Almighty God? Kele Muna, Vichibimihu Mamin. A human being can be a Mamin if he believes in God, trusts in God. But how can we apply the expression Muna to Almighty God himself? Elo Shehemin Diyodom. The Ribbono Shel Olam is designated as a Kele Muna because the Ribbono Shel Olam himself has confidence in man. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam, if the Ribbono Shel Olam has confidence in man, then man too must have confidence in man. And the confidence in man must stem from confidence in God. Not from confidence in man per se, that would be real as it is. But he must have confidence in man as a natural incident from confidence in God. And on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to say, Bitzoichami Yonichi Yishavet, as the Shunami said. Has to dedicate himself to the concept of Bchirat Ha'umo HaYisraeli. We can very well understand as to why Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the fathers of the Jewish people and to the mothers of men, also for the same reason. Because in order to belong to God, one must realize that to attain proximity to God, in order to approach God, he must first belong to father and mother. No man can attain any proximity with God if he does not use his father and mother as a medium. When the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, the Ribbono Shel Olam addressed himself as Onechi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. Avicha referring not to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, because Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov are mentioned separately, but Avicha referring to Avraham. Whereupon the Medrash Rabbah makes the comment, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ani nidmeloi bikoyle shali, if I am to reveal myself to Moshe in my own voice, in the Almighty's voice, kuni vachnu fanai, he'll become frightened. Vikach ani nidmeloi bikoyle shalaviv. And at first it appeared to Moshe that Amram, his father, was talking to him. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam disclosed to him the truth that it was the Ribbono Shel Olam himself who revealed himself unto Moshe. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam's voice is too sublime and too transcendental for men to grasp and comprehend. Only through the medium of the father and the mother can the Ribbono Shel Olam reveal himself to man, even to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kal v'chomer ben bnei shel kal v'chomer, that the Ribbono Shel Olam could not reveal himself in any way without recourse to the medium of father and mother. And we find that in the beginning of the world, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam and Chava, the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to Adam and Chava. And Adam, when he heard the voice of the Almighty, hid himself before God. And the Ribbono Shel Olam had to proclaim